Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on summer sausage.
20-ounce Johnsonville summer sausage is $5.99. Or 2-pound Clement summer sausage is $7.99.
I, Carumba, save big time money on summer sausage.
Johnsonville $5.99, Clement $7.99.
Enjoy these quality products and save money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
WeEnergies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at WeEnergies.com.
WeEnergies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
We go to the fourth quarter. Bucks by one after trailing by 18 earlier in this game. Adrian Griffin is watching this one from the locker room as he was ejected with a second technical foul, defending Giannis here tonight. Giannis with 46 points already through three quarters. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the Bucks with the basketball to start things here in the fourth quarter. It is a combination of Malik Beasley moving the ball into the front court with Giannis, Portis, Middleton, and Connaughton now here in the fourth. Portis drives inside. He has his shot blocked from behind, and the ball goes knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Pacers, and they're arguing it's off the Bucks, but I thought I saw it off of the Indiana players, but they're going to keep it with the Bucks here. Rick Carlisle looking to his bench to see if it's a challengeable situation, but his guys will tell him, play on. So the Bucks will have it out of bounds with nine to shoot. Lob inbound to Giannis, who lays it in. Beautiful feed from a couple guys who have been doing it a long time together. Middleton sets up Giannis, who's got 48. Going the other way, the Pacers with a basketball. They send it down low. That's Isaiah Jackson, who gets called, I think, for an offensive foul. Or was it defensive 3-second is the call? Well, Giannis trying to close in on what would be his first 50-point game since early February, a season ago against the Clippers. And by the way, if you're wondering, the career high for Giannis Antetokounmpo is very much within reach now at 55 points. That was last January. It's amazing he hasn't crossed that threshold. And for that matter, the franchise record is also within eye shot at 57 points. Giannis with 48 and still 11:31 to play here in the fourth. The matter of winning this game still very much hanging in the balance. 96-94 Bucks with a lead. Pacers with a basketball. Free throw went down on the technical, so now here comes a pass coming to the near side. Here's the drive ball knocked away. It was taken away from Brown, poked out and picked up by Giannis, going the other direction now. 96-94, he moves it into the front court. Comes to a stop, he's got two defenders on him now. They are going to be playing him ultra close, and now the pass there trying to get it back to him. Connaughton was trying to sling it to him. There was a third player that jumped in there, and that was Nembhard, who knocked it out for the Pacers. Well, this is going to free up other players now. The Bucks need to be mindful of that. We'll see if those other guys can make some shots because Giannis is attracting all the attention. Inbound pass goes to Beasley. Couldn't hit it. Missed the shot, then got it back and couldn't get it on the second try. But then it goes out of bounds off of the Pacers again. So suddenly those 50-50 balls that Indiana was winning seemingly every bounce in the first quarter and even the first half are starting to go to the Bucks. About a minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Middleton to send it in, directing traffic on the side. He sends it now to Giannis. Giannis has it. He is outside of the lane with defenders all over him. Feeds it to Connaughton. He'll send it across the court. Long three on the way. Beasley rips the cords. And the Bucks have a five-point lead on another Michelob Ultra 3. Beasley coming up. That's why they brought him in. When Giannis brings the attention, make him pay. Nembhard the other way. Passes to the near wing left. Buddy Hield, stutter step, goes to the rack. His shot blocked by Giannis, but they'll say he was late in arriving. Well, you think Giannis has taken out a little energy in this game after he had to watch that entire second half virtually from the locker room one game ago when he got ejected for a pretty ridiculous call. Here's a pass from Middleton inside to Giannis, who lays it in. And there is your 50 piece for the Greek Freak. 50 points with still 10:28 to play. We are still sitting in this fourth quarter with Milwaukee leading by five. Yes, Giannis and the Bucks are on the hunt. They've got the five-point lead. See if they can finish off the Pacers here tonight. We come to you from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
.com/bars.
Time to take a look at our fourth quarter performance. We are in the fourth quarter of 2023. People can focus on insurance plans for next year with Network Health, making health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for an individual coverage Medicare Advantage plan or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. So far in this fourth quarter, the Bucks have outscored the Pacers 7-3. 3 of 6 from the floor. Pacers have only gotten one shot off in this time. So far, still in the early moments, though, with 10:17 to go now in this fourth. Here's Buddy Hield teeing up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound knocked away from Giannis, but picked up by Middleton. Comes away with a loose basketball. He's going the other way. Bucks with a five-point lead. They work it to Beasley. Corner three. Bullseye. Malik Beasley. Two big threes here in this quarter. And the Bucks have stretched the lead to their largest advantage of the night. It is an eight-point lead now with 9:54 to play. Here's a drive. Nembhard sends it through a crowd. Gets it over to Isaiah Jackson, who was fouled going up. He'll step to the line. Talking about those fourth quarter numbers. The real story, though, tonight is the singular force that is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He has been an unstoppable force tonight. His seventh career 50-point game, sitting at 50 points, and how about this efficiency? 17 of 21 from the line, or from the field, and 16 of 17 from the line. Jackson to the free throw line. His shot is good. Well, the Greek Freak has, at least in the play-by-play era, set a new team record with 46 points in three quarters. Now, that does not go back to the Kareem days, so you have to think Kareem probably did that, but at least in the recorded history here, Kareem did have 10 50-point games in his time with the Bucks. Second free throw misses from Jackson, and the Bucks have it, leading 104-97. Giannis is seventh. Kareem has 10. It just seems like a matter of time before the Greek Freak owns that one as well. Giannis has it left of the lane. Passes out top to Middleton. Middleton, nice no-look pass underneath to Portis. Portis turns around, flips it up, couldn't hit the jump hook. Rebound, snatched down underneath by Hield. He'll give it to Halliburton. He feeds ahead to Hield. Hield crossing over. Now the ball taken away by Beasley. He's into the open court. Giving chase is Hield in the missed dunk from Beasley, but he got fouled, and he's going to go to the line. So Malik Beasley averaging a team-high 1.3 steals per game, and, man, he did just miss that dunk. Let's see. You know, he did get the foul, though. He got helped because Buddy Hield did look like he got him on the arm as he was going up. It was the off arm. It was enough to throw him off, just enough that he couldn't finish the dunk. He's still not going to feel good about that when the day's over, but Beasley's going to get two shots for it and saves him a little bit of face. So Malik, who has hit a couple big threes already in this quarter, knocks down the first of two free throws. Beasley has said it is a sacrificial role he plays with this team with all the star power that they have. He said you got to know when you have your opportunities and you got to deliver. He has done that tonight. He's got 9 points. Trying to make it 10. He does. Knocks down a pair, and the Bucks now lead it 106-97. 9:20 still to go here in the fourth. This thing has a ton of time left. No Dame Lillard tonight, but the other superstar for the Bucks has seized control here in this one in downtown Indy. Nembhard crossing over, working on Payne. Spins, fades, passes out of the last second to Halliburton. Halliburton couldn't hit the three, and again, Indiana has really cooled off from outside. The Pacers have now hit 17 of 41, and now a turnover. They lost it. The outlet feed goes up to Nembhard. He's going to lay it in going the other way, and now Indiana's back to within seven. Inbound pass will go to Middleton going the other direction. 106-99. Middleton ushers it across the timeline. He's being trailed on the outside. Going to put up a shot. He got fouled. He knew it. Oh, man. So this is a rule change. Chris Middleton used to be able to get this call, but they are no longer allowing you to kind of rake through, and it's these shots, and Middleton's still litigating his case right now, that he was shooting. He was saying he was set, and he went straight up with it. Officials say otherwise, as Nesmith is called for the foul, and Chris is going to have to take a seat now. Middleton has played 6 minutes tonight, did not play last night in the front side of the back-to-back. And that foul goes against, let's see, that was going to be the fifth on Nesmith. Pass out top, meantime, to Portis. Portis at the free throw line, pulls up, and he connects. 15-foot jumper, a good-looking one for BP, and Portis now has 11 points off the bench tonight. 108-99, Bucks ahead with 8:19 to go. Now they work it out top to Nembhard. He sends to the near corner. Holding the basketball there is Brown. Brown goes laterally across the lane, puts the shot up, gets it to drop. So Indiana starting to score some buckets inside now, one in transition, and that time it was Brown coming away with a bucket. Here's a pass now to Connaughton. Connaughton scissors his way down the lane. Gets the shot to go. Scooping to the hoop with a right hand high off the window. Milwaukee's offense has definitely come to life after a slow start again here tonight. They got a whistle and a foul as Crowder was trying to fight his way through a screen. Second team foul against the Bucks with still 7:51 to go here. And here comes Benedict Mathurin back in. Mathurin was having himself some kind of night early, but he has been quieted since, as have most of the Pacers. Mathurin weaving his way through the defense, takes it and had the ball knocked away, picks it back up, going to put up a contested shot, couldn't get it to go. Crowder got a hand on it, but then it's recovered by Miles Turner on the rebound. He sends out to Brown. Brown hands it off to Halliburton. Halliburton down the lane, slithers his way through and lays it in. Bucks had a pretty good defensive set there, but still gave away points. 110-103, Milwaukee with the basketball going the other way. Portis feeds it to the left wing where Crowder's got it. A jab step left, goes right. Now passes back out to Portis. Portis crossing over on Turner. Had it poked away, but regathers. Eight to shoot. Passes it cross court over to Beasley. Beasley on the near wing. Steps back. Unleashes a three. Oh, he is feeling it now. Malik Beasley, his third three-pointer of this third quarter. And Milwaukee has stretched it back to a 10-point lead now on that Michelob Ultra 3. Halliburton's going to try to answer. His three-pointer finds the bottom of the net from the top of the arc. Found an opening, and he made the Bucks pay. He's got 24 now for the Pacers to lead them in scoring. And the lead back to 7. Payne into the front court, 6:41 to go now. Over the shoulder pass to Portis. He'll flick the wrist, 3-ball. Looked good on the release, but it missed strong, and rebounded by Mathurin. Now Indiana has a chance to cut the deficit closer. Brown lost it. He was out of control, but ball's recovered by Brown somehow. He's going to pass out. Turner, a head fake from 3. Crowder was out on him. He makes him pass it away. So it's now in Halliburton's hands. Somehow Indiana gets that ball back. Halliburton rifles it to the corner. Now they send it off to Mathurin. Mathurin into a crowd. He can't finish. Gets his own rebound. Back up with it. He'll lay it in with a foul. Oh, Indiana was flirting with fire throughout that entire possession. Looked like they were about to turn it over on multiple occasions. They miss a couple. I mean, again, the defense was good, but you can't give up offensive rebounds in that spot, and that is exactly what played out. Bucks were getting hammered on the glass to start this game, but they have turned the tables to the tune of 38-32 in their advantage. That's been a big part of this thing. Portis got called for the foul right there. And for Bobby, his second. And Mathurin to the line. He'll have a chance at the three-point play. If he makes this, he can cut it to a four-point game. Quick 6-0 run since Beasley hit that three to put the Bucks ahead by 10. If he hits this, he misses it short. Connaughton comes away with a rebound. Mathurin has not missed at the line yet tonight prior to that. He had made all three of his. Now Giannis back in the game. He gets fouled as he was going to work against Turner. I mean, it literally, the sight of Giannis with the basketball in his hands has been cause for committing a foul for Indiana, regardless of where he is on the court. He's got 50 points on 17 of 21. Yeah, that'll keep you up at night if you're on the other side of it. Fourth foul there on Turner. Inbound pass will go to Payne. Third team foul. Both teams with three fouls here with 5:57 to go in the fourth. Bucks by 4-5 with the basketball. Giannis turns the corner back inside, lays it in with the offhand. Thought he got fouled, didn't get the call, but he gets his points in the Bucks lead 115-108. Indiana the other way now. Halliburton, top of the arc. Going to bounce it off now on the pass to Turner. Turner launches his 3-ball. Karen's off the mark. Giannis with a rebound. He's got 52-11 now. Oh, by the way, the next three-pointer will be his 500th. He could tie his career high in scoring with that. Would that not be the ultimate Giannis way of doing something like this? Splits a pair of defenders, takes a Euro step down the lane, lays it in with the foul. Oh, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Back right into the heart of the defense. He is an unstoppable force. He's got a chance to tie his career high with this free throw. That career high. It was set 1 year ago against the Wizards on January the 3rd. And he's still got 5:18 to work with here. He's going to have to earn this one, though, at the free throw line. Can he tie his career record? He's got some time to think about it. Has the ball in his hands, bends at the knees. The free throw is up, and he misses it well short. So it's rebounded by Brown. The Bucks lead by 9, though, 117-108. Indiana going the other way. The pass goes now over to the far side. Halliburton shakes the defense of his man, now sends out top. They work it to the near side. Mathurin tees up a three, missed it strong, but a long rebound goes to Halliburton on the baseline. He's defended by Cam Payne. Got it on the left wing. Those offensive rebounds hurting the Bucks here of late. Halliburton crossing over on Payne, takes it into the paint. They work it around on the outside. Three-pointer on the way. Nembhard drills it from the right wing. And it's back to a six-point game. 4:45 to play now. Giannis In the crouch, crossing over, weaving his way through defenders. Takes it into the front court, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Halliburton. A lot going on right now. Here comes Indiana the other way. Mathurin has it on the right wing. Pacers still very much in the thick of this game. Down by six. They work it out to Halliburton. Halliburton crossing over, takes it into the paint, works it to the corner. Turner's three-pointer. Karam's off the mark, but another offensive rebound as it's put back in with a dunk. Timeout on the floor. Bucks use the timeout with 4:12 to play. 117, 113. Are we having fun tonight? Coming to you from downtown Indianapolis, can the Bucks finish off the Pacers? We'll answer that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at Frederick.com/second opinion.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Bucks fans, you could say, show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. We're brought to you in part by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Well, those Bucks have quite a few storylines at play right now. Notably, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 1 point away from his career high in scoring. He is 3 points away from tying the franchise record in scoring. But in the also, big picture, Bucks trying to protect a four-point lead with 4:04 to go here in the fourth. It's Middleton, Giannis, Payne, Lopez, and Crowder. Middleton on the left wing sends it to Giannis. He's left of the lane, draws two defenders immediately. Tries to power his way through it. Going to lose the basketball. Oh, Giannis could have kicked it out. Payne was by himself at the top of the arc. Instead, Indiana goes the other way with it. Into the front court. They work it to Halliburton. Tyrese crossing over. Wants to send it out top. Turner drives inside. Lopez on his hip. Puts the shot up and gets it to go. It's a two-point game. So this is the balancing act. You know Giannis wants that record, but you also know he wants to win. And Indiana's putting all their attention on him now. Giannis slowly working down the court down the other side as Middleton goes to work. He puts up a floater, and he drops in a beauty from 8 feet out. Back to a four-point lead for the Bucks. 3:16 to go now in the fourth. Can the Bucks dig in on defense? Another tight one for Milwaukee here tonight in Indy. Here's a drive. Halliburton floats it off the window and good for the Pacers. It's a two-point game. Back and forth we go. 119-117. Middleton goes the other way for Milwaukee now. He's defended by Mathurin. Pacers trying to spoil Giannis's big night. Middleton sends it across the court. Lopez looking for his first points. Can't hit the three. Missed it strong. Check that. That would have been his first three. He's hit one field goal on one of seven shooting tonight. Andy the other way. Halliburton, chance to get the lead with a three-pointer. Bucks come out in a 2-3 zone. Works it to the right wing. Now back out to Halliburton. Halliburton passes inside. Here's a drive in on Giannis, and that's laid in by Mathurin, who wanted the foul. We are tied at 119. Benedict Mathurin now sitting with 28 points. Milwaukee goes the other way. 2:21 to go. Volume rises here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Middleton on the left wing, crossing over. He fires up a three. That one rims halfway in before it missed. Rebound picked up off the floor. Halliburton's got it going the other way. Pacers trying to get the lead back. They're on a 16-6 run now over the last 4:24. On the other side, Mathurin. He's got Lopez on him defensively. He's going to hoist up a three. Couldn't hit it. Giannis comes away with a rebound. We're still tied. A minute 50 to go now in the fourth. Giannis into the front court. Feeds to the corner. Payne, a head fake. Drives in. Puts the floater up and good. Boy, they have so much attention on Giannis. There's so much space out there. And Payne was quick to realize so much. Puts the Bucks back ahead by two. Halliburton the other way. He's got it on the right wing. Trying to cross over on Payne. Launches up the three, and he hits it. That puts Indiana ahead by one. Milwaukee will go the other way. 122 to 121. Indiana with a lead. Middleton drawing some aggressive defense from behind. Spins off his man. Now takes it in. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound on the deck. It's loose. Picked up by Nembhard. Feeds it ahead. And then the ball goes off of Brown as they were trying to get going in transition. Rick Carlisle can only raise his hands in frustration as his team gives it back to the Bucks on a turnover with a minute 12 to play here in the fourth. Here are the lineups. It's Giannis, Crowder, Lopez, Middleton, and Payne for the Bucks. Mathurin, Turner, along with Brown, Halliburton, and Nembhard for the Pacers. And here's a turnover as Giannis airmails it well over Lopez. Well, the Bucks were playing such clean basketball. And then in the last 5 minutes, it's around the time Giannis was getting toward setting that record that things started to get out of control a bit. And with inside of a minute to go, the Pacers have the basketball now in a one-point lead, trying to spoil the big night for Giannis. Halliburton, top of the arc, crossing over on Payne, feeds it to the right wing. Brown's got it there, defended by Lopez, pokes it free, picked up by Payne. Milwaukee going the other direction with it now. Still down by a point. 39 seconds to go. Middleton straight away at the top of the arc. He feeds to Giannis. Giannis puts it on the floor. Spins down the lane. Lost the basketball. It's pried free and taken by Halliburton. And with 28 seconds to go, there is about 6-7 seconds separating game clock from shot clock. Halliburton goes to work on Payne. He loses the basketball, but he got fouled. Giannis came over to try to knock it away. Nobody's sitting right now here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, as the Pacers are trying to rain on the Giannis parade tonight. Giannis had 46 points in the first three quarters. He scored quickly to get to 54, but he stalled out here in the last 6 minutes, and Indiana has taken advantage. Inbound pass goes to Halliburton. Bucks had fouls to give. Halliburton's going to pass it to the corner. Shot clock is off. They need to get a foul here. Now, wait a second. They got the foul with 8.4 seconds left. There was about 4 seconds separating game clock from shot clock. Middleton gets called for the foul, and it is going to send. That's going to send Mathurin to the free throw line. Benedict Mathurin, who has had himself a night, he can get to 30 points at the line here. He's got two shots in front of him. The Bucks have led by as many as 10 here in the fourth quarter, but have not been able to hold off the Pacers. We have seen these leads holding up like $3 stepladders this season in these Bucks games going every direction. Mathurin hits the first. If he hits the second, obviously Milwaukee's going to need a three-pointer. Adrian Griffin, that would be to tie it. Adrian Griffin, the head coach, is meanwhile out of this game. He was ejected in the third quarter, defending Giannis on a no call. So a chance to make it a three-point lead for Benedict Mathurin. A bounce of the ball. The free throw is good. Couple clutch free throws there for the second-year pro out of Arizona. All-rookie team selection. First all-rookie team player for the Pacers since Rick Smits did it for the Pacers back in 89. And he sinks both, and the Bucks going to use a timeout to advance it. They have it. Chance to tie it, but how about a 21-8 run over the final 6:46 here of this fourth quarter? Bucks trying to get this one with 54 points from Giannis tonight, but he has struggled a little bit down the final 5 minutes, and it just seems like the Bucks were in such a flow, and then Indiana decided to basically send everyone at Giannis. And at times, maybe that ball movement suffered a bit. They started to set it up. Beasley was capitalizing on threes. He hit 3 three-pointers in the fourth quarter when he got all the space. Campaign had a nice drive with space. But that's when the spigot was turned off. And Milwaukee has gone into a funk since that time. The Bucks in another close contest. The Bucks' 5 wins have come by a total of 20 points this season. And Milwaukee in closing time has been riding the combination of Giannis and Dame. No Dame tonight, out with a sore calf. Those two have combined to take 23 of the Bucks' 29 shots in their 4 clutch time games leading into this one tonight. And now the Bucks going to come with Giannis, Crowder, Lopez, Middleton, and Pat Connaughton. The Pacers will counter with a combination of Turner, Nembhard, Halliburton, Nesmith, and Brown. Inbound pass goes to Middleton. Middleton fires away from three. It missed too strong. The long rebound goes out of bounds back to the Pacers with 3.7 seconds to go. They got the shot they were after, but Middleton just too much on it. And Indiana is now in the driver's seat. Nary a person sitting right now. And a timeout used by Indiana as the Bucks were trying to create all sorts of havoc. Everybody in the backcourt trying to force that turnover. It's the only chance the Bucks really have at this point. So Milwaukee with one timeout still left. The Pacers with one timeout as well. So in theory, you get a quick foul. The Pacers will be shooting. And if they missed both, well, then you got a shot. You got a chance to advance it. But you are really asking for some serious help from Indiana in that spot. And it is not help you are likely to receive here tonight from this upstart Indiana team that against the Bucks has had a lot of trouble through the years. The Bucks have won 11 of 12 in this series, 5 straight here in this building, 9 of the last 10 at Gainbridge Arena. Bucks have won 15 of the last 17 overall in the series, 16 of the last 19, and it has been high-scoring games like this one. It's the highest-scoring series in the NBA a season ago. For any series that was a minimum of 3 games played, the Bucks averaged 136 points a game in those 4 meetings. They're 128 points per 100, the second highest of any team against the Pacers, while Indiana averaged 123 points per 100, third highest of any Bucks opponent that season. You know, by the way, the Pacers did it without Halliburton, who did not play in any of those games. Tonight, he's got 29 points. So the Pacers will advance the basketball now as they use the timeout. They still have one more. Giannis will defend the inbounder. And again, 3.7 seconds remaining is the inbound pass will be sent in by Nembhard. Looking for a recipient. He finds one. He gets it to Brown, and Brown is fouled with 2.3 ticks to go. And Bruce Brown, who has not been at the line a ton, only 4 attempts coming into this game tonight. He's 2 of 2 tonight, though. He had made 3 of 4, and for his career, Brown has shot 75%. The 6-year man out of Miami in his first season with the Pacers trying to salt this one away. He only needs to really make one of these two. So here's the first, and it is good. So he leaves no room for drama, knocking down the first. And it is now a 2-possession game with 2.3 seconds to go. Pacers about to close this game over the last 7 minutes on a 22-8 run now. Second free throw is good. So the Pacers have taken a 5-point lead, and the Bucks will use one last timeout now to advance it, but it is just about all done by the hand clapping at this point. So Milwaukee appears to be about to suffer their first loss in four games, but this has not been a complete hang-your-head moment, because Milwaukee in the first quarter looked like they had not woken up yet. In fact, you could make the case they had not, as they were absolutely bludgeoned, falling behind by 18 points, came back, got the lead to as big as 10 here tonight in this one. But Indiana powers their way back against all odds. The Bucks had all the momentum on their side. They had an unstoppable force in Giannis, but then the double and triple teams began to arrive against Giannis. And that's where the Bucks were not able to fully capitalize with a supporting cast. And Giannis is a bit complicit in some of that. Sometimes was trying to force things, took a 17-foot shot that maybe he didn't have to with two defenders near him. Also turned it over once, but again, it's tough to fault a guy who had 54 points and 12 rebounds, but you know, one away from his career high, it was going through his head. He missed a free throw that could have tied his career high. By the way, he was 16 of 18 at the line tonight. It was a superhuman effort, but it appears it's going to end short of the ultimate goal tonight, which is the team win. Inbound pass to Middleton. Middleton knocks down the three, but it is too little too late. That's the shot he was hoping to hit on the last possession, but this time he hits it, and the Bucks will lose despite 54 points from Giannis tonight by a final score of 126 to 124 here in Indianapolis in the first of four meetings between these two teams, who won't play again until December the 13th in Milwaukee when they play next. So until then, the first chapter goes the way of the Pacers. We're going to step aside, come back, much to talk about following this one tonight. A two-point loss for the Bucks in a wildly entertaining basketball game here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, "I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget." And you'll go, "Hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security." And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Well, despite 54 points from Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight, one shy of his career high, the Bucks could not secure the victory tonight, losing on the road in Indianapolis 126 to 124 here tonight, despite 53% shooting for the team. We'll break this one down quite a bit more here shortly, but a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, rebroadcasted, or reproduced, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We are presented in part by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks by Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So Milwaukee, despite jumping out to that 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, could not hold on in the end. Indiana ends the game on a 23-8 run over the final 6:52, and they secure the victory here tonight, moving their record to 6-3, while the Bucks fall to 5-3 with a loss here this evening in front of a packed house at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. All right, we'll step aside, come back. Justin Garcia joins us in a moment. It is a post-game recap coming your way here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories live. Witness the edge of your seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at bucks.com/tickets. That's bucks.com/tickets.
126-124, our final score here. You wouldn't have guessed this is what we would see tonight if you only watched the first 12 minutes of this game, as getting off to a slow start has repeatedly been an issue for this Bucks team this season. That's exactly what we saw in the opening quarter at 38-24. But from that point forward, we saw a much different team and a huge performance from Giannis. With some final thoughts on the night from Giannis and the rest of this group, we're joined once again by Dave Kane. And man, this is a handful of times now that it just seems like tonight's the night Giannis is going to break that franchise scoring mark. And just not to be, you lose the game. Look, it's early, and as we've continued to point out, this team is going to go through games like this, and it's going to be a bit of growing pains. But there was a lot of positive takeaways from the final three quarters of this game.
Yeah, I actually, in some ways, almost feel a little better, oddly, walking away from this game than some of the wins.
Yeah.
I just think the way this team played defensively was a just major leap at times after that first quarter. You could say if you only watched the first quarter, you'd be surprised by where we were. You'd also be shocked by where we were if you watched all the way to the final. You know, if you stopped watching it with 7 minutes to go, you'd be shocked that this game ended the way it did, too, because the Bucks really dominated for that period of time and put themselves in a position to win this game. It's always kind of a weird thing when you've got a record of that magnitude kind of looming with Giannis in that spot, because you got to think he's aware of it. whether he'll admit it or not, I don't know. But it was from the point that he got to within one of his record. He missed the free throw. And that's really about the time things started to get away from the Bucks, when that final 23-8 run started with about 6:52 to play. So, you know, I just think it's hard because you want those numbers. They do mean something. But you also want to win, and you want to play within the flow of the game, which everyone was being collapsed on Giannis at that point. And it's like you just got to at some point kind of maybe trust some of those other guys to make plays. And I'm not saying he didn't, but for whatever reason, that's about the time it started to get away from Milwaukee.
Yeah, and that last point, too, about playing within the confines of the game, letting things come to you. Maybe there was a couple of those instances where we saw the Pacers blitzing Giannis a lot more, really midway through that third quarter when he just started to erupt. And a few of those where you're going to have an open man. But you know, this team, without Damian Lillard, we made so much about Dame time and you know how he was so instrumental in the fourth quarter and in that win last night. We've seen it a handful of times this year. I think at times you certainly miss Damian Lillard as the guy to kind of organize things and run the offense. But to piggyback off of the encouraging things and leaving this one maybe more encouraged than some of the wins is you've been playing a lot of close games this season. And that's one of the things we went back to last year and the last few years for that matter of Bucks didn't play a whole lot of those. And when they did, their clutch numbers weren't great. You're getting that exposure now in a new season, in a new system.
Yeah, you are, and these are the things that you learn from, really. I mean, and it's funny, even in that situation, you kind of learn when you've got those things going on around you, especially when you have Dame, where you're going to have other players around you. I think Giannis is still learning to play that way, yeah. And because he does have such potential as a passer, and I think he's learning that, especially within this system, that he's going to kind of figure this out as he goes. But I'm just looking at the game log. It was Giannis who had made that layup when he was fouled, and it was with 5:18 to go in the game. The Bucks were up 117-108 at that juncture. From that point forward, Indiana would obviously outscore the Bucks
18-7.
They would, 18-7 for the rest of the way, and that's kind of where it turned. And you know, it's kind of a funny thing. It's funny even when you're calling a game like that, because on one hand, and this happened when Giannis broke the Kareem's record for scoring in Philadelphia a couple years ago, or in Brooklyn, I think it was,
yep.
A couple years ago, where you know he had this monster game to break the record. And, oh, by the way, it was a game that went to overtime. I think Adrian Griffin's talking now, so let's hand it off to the coach and listen to his thoughts.
You know, he had a great night, phenomenal night, and, you know, makes sense. They're going to send multiple bodies at you. We just got to keep executing down. And we had some decent looks, but, you know, your fourth quarter has to just be your best quarter as far as execution goes.
Just playing through the contact light, it looked like everything got physical again and as everything got mucked up. Just what do you think of your guys' like ability to try to play through that?
I thought we did a phenomenal job. I really, you know, you hate losing. There's no more victories, but the way we started the game, obviously, we can't do that on the road, but we easily could have just stayed down. But we got back up, and we got ourselves into the game with great energy and effort. So it was a valiant effort from our team. Just too bad we couldn't pull it out at the end.
What did you like with the going to the zone with that lineup to get yourselves back in the game? Because obviously, at that point, they're up
17-18 points. You're just trying to find ways to get back in the game, to try to get some momentum going, try to get some manufacture some stops, and we were able to do that tonight. Every game poses its different challenges. Again, like you can't get down by 18 in the first quarter. You know, now you got to work like crazy to get back in the game. So, a lot of good lessons to take away from this game.
For a while carried you all offensively. You haven't been as head coach to see one of these games yet. What were you seeing from him mindset-wise, the way he was trying to attack the
Yeah, just aggressiveness, attacking the rim. And I thought our guys did a really good job of just in our pick and rolls and creating different matchups and allowing him to find some gaps. And he was able to get to the rim at a high rate and So it's good to, I know he can do this, but, you know, when you see up close, it's, you know, it's just awesome to see someone with his, you know, his length, his size, his footwork, you know, unbelievable footwork for someone his size. So, you know, he's all-time great. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
There are a lot of bodies ahead of the floor tonight. What did you think, of your team's physicality?
I thought we battled a lot. Like I said, we put ourselves in the deficit early, and I could hear the players in the timeouts start to rally around each other, and that was special. You know, too bad we couldn't come out of this with a win, but it was a physical game, very physical, and it's good, you know. Even when you lose, there's a lot of good that you could take away. You know, we know what that type of intensity feels like moving forward, and you know, we got to continue to play tough with the ball, finish through hits, sit down and guard. And like I said, we showed a lot of composure late in that game, second half, of staying in it and putting ourselves in a position to win it.
For example, Andre's like speed and his mentality out there. He's one of the guys on the bench, as you said, was helping motivate, but then also his intensity on the court.
His energy, just contagious. We're trying to find, we had a few pockets, minutes in there where I wanted to see Dre again. And I thought, you know, back-to-back games, he was great. You know, he's long, he's athletic, he has good feet where he can move and keep guys, you know, smaller, quicker guys in front of him. And he can guard bigger guards as well, so the threes and the fours. So he has a bright future in this league. And, you know, our kind of due diligence is to continue to find him minutes when we can to keep developing him, because he's going to be, you know, I don't know when, but he'll be an important piece of our team moving forward. It could be this season, next season, but he's definitely in our future.
You mentioned the physicality. So what were you seeing that got you that heated? And then how did, I guess, those technical fouls occur?
Well, it just had a difference of opinions of what I thought that, you know, it was really physical, and I thought Giannis was getting hit quite a bit, and, you know, I voiced my opinion, and next time I'll do it in a little bit more delicate way. But it was a physical game, and give them credit. They jumped on us early, and they were able to pull out the win.
What does it mean to you to stand up for Giannis? Last night you mentioned the fact that you feel like since he doesn't really complain, that you need to step up for him a little bit more. Like, I don't know. Exactly.
Right. I mean, you know, he's such a great human being, and he doesn't complain, and he has the utmost respect for the ref and the referees. And but I do feel, you know, responsible at times to just to voice it. And, you know, obviously your voice is choice, and you have to be mindful of that. But it is my responsibility to just make sure that he's protected out there. You know, there was a couple of hard fouls on him. You know, one was almost back-to-back, one where it was kind of wrapped around his back, his neck. And then the next one, it was like two-hand push in the back. So just want to protect him out there, that's all. Yep.
Adrian Griffin, after his Bucks fall just short to the Indiana Pacers tonight on a night where Giannis erupts for 54 points, just one off of his career high, and 46 of those coming through the first three quarters of this game, 19 of 25 shooting, 16 of 18 at the free throw line. An incredible performance from Giannis, but his team falls just short as the Pacers come back and take this one 126-124. We will get to all of the numbers and your play of the game as the post-game show continues after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro. Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
.126-124, our final score in Indianapolis. The Pacers start hot and finish the game strong, building up an 18-point lead in that first quarter. They took a 14-point lead into the second, but the Bucks would storm back, making this a three-point game in the closing seconds of the first half. A late three by the Pacers from Tyrese Halliburton made it a six-point game at halftime, but the Bucks would take a lead into the fourth quarter. Really strong close throughout that second quarter and third quarter. The final few minutes of this game, though, belonged to the Indiana Pacers, who outscored the Bucks down the stretch 18-7 en route to this victory. Giannis has the stat line of the game: 54 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and he did this on 19 of 25 shooting, 76% from the field. Was Giannis 16 of 18 at the free throw line and only attempted 1 3-pointer in this game, 0 of 1. So Giannis was dominant and getting downhill all game long. Chris Middleton also looked very, very good. 7 of 13 from the floor, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, and 19 points from Chris Middleton. 13 from Malik Beasley, who started to pick things up in the second half of this game, especially in some moments when Giannis was on the bench and no Chris Middleton on the floor. Some big offense from Malik Beasley, who canned 3-pointers, 3 of them in this game. And Bobby Portis with 11 off the bench and 8 rebounds. Those were the 4 Bucks scorers to reach double figures. Campaign got the start tonight in place of Damian Lillard. 7 points, 5 assists for Cameron Payne. And then 2 points from Brook Lopez, who did block 3 more shots tonight. So we've seen a much different version of Brook Lopez for the last 4 games. Bucks bench scored 29 points. The Pacers eclipsed them 32-29, and that was thanks to a big second half, relatively speaking, big second half from Buddy Hield and Andrew Nembhard, as that duo combined for 21 off the bench, and 6 points off the bench from Aaron Nesmith as well. That was the bulk of the Pacers bench scoring. Bobby Portis with those 11, 8 points from Pat Connaughton, and 5 apiece from Marjon Beauchamp and Jay Crowder. That accounted for the Bucks' 29 bench points. 60 points in the paint tonight for the Bucks. Now, they were outscored on three-pointers by 33 points, but they outscored the Pacers in the paint by 20 points in this one. 60-40 was your points in the paint total. Giannis nearly matched the Pacers on points in the paint. Pacers finished with 40, Giannis with 32 points in the paint in this game. And the Bucks did a much better job on the glass tonight as well. That started in the second quarter, and it carried over throughout the game. If you look at the raw rebounding numbers, 41 rebounds for the Bucks to 40 for the Indiana Pacers. Indiana did get 9 offensive rebounds, doubling up the Bucks, who had 5, but the Bucks nearly did just as much damage with those offensive boards, 14 points. So you do the math. Most of their offensive rebounds were leading to 3-pointers. And the Indiana Pacers with 18 points on their 9 offensive rebounds. For the Pacers, 29 points from Tyrese Halliburton. That led them. Miles Turner, big in the first half with some timely threes. He finished with 21. And Ben Mathurin with 26 points. Those were the starters that led the way with 20 points plus for the Pacers. A potentially historic night from Giannis falls just short and his team comes up just short as well with this two-point defeat in Indiana, 126-124. Final score. Our assist of the game brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Bucks as a team had 23 assists. Cameron Payne led the way with 5 of those, including our assist of the game brought to you by Freightert. Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network connects you to teams of world-renowned specialists who focus entirely on you. That's doing everything humanly possible to provide expert care for your world. 126-124, the final. We're back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughter